Our story today is called Miracle of Love, another greatest hit story. Sent in by Cheryl Broich. My husband was 62 and had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's 10 years earlier. His ability to speak was very limited, and now he needed more care than I could give him at home. Dick lived in a group home for dementia patients close to my apartments. It was a snowy day in March. I had a terribly busy day and was late in getting over to see Dick. I almost turned back several times. The staff was preparing dinner, but they said I should take him out for our daily walk around the neighborhood and they'd hold his dinner. This meant getting on his boots and gloves, hat and coat in order for us to go. I felt rushed and unsettled, but the walk was good for both of us. I always felt Dick was the best he could be on our walks. He loved the outside. We finished our walk by going to the chapel in the lower level of the group home to pray for our family. We used to say a rosary together. Now I prayed some prayers for the both of us. Dick had stopped hugging me, but if I sang to him, he'd put his arms around me and move back and forth with the music. He'd always loved to dance. Every day after prayers, I'd sing, "Can I have this dance for the rest of my life? We'll be together every day." Once I stopped singing our song, he put his hands on my shoulders, looked straight into my eyes, and said, "You know I love you, and I always have." We held each other and cried. I begged him to stay with me, but we walked up the stairs for dinner, and the veil that had been lifted for those few precious moments was back. It was the last time he ended up speaking to me. Dick died 3 months later. God allowed this beautiful moment to sustain me. It was nothing I asked for or even believed could happen, but I'm so very grateful for that miracle of love. From Ephesians 3:20, "Glory be to Him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.